Everybody, we're back from the break. We were having a little discussion, but we want to put this on the podcast as well. I was asking my boy Caesar here that I think I heard it from my boy Dreams. Shout out Ponte Las Pilas.
Dreams, that fool's out of pocket. Dreams.
Bro, we're trying to make a fucking podcast. We're going to make it happen. Bro, he's down too, so.
Please, if we fucking we're trying out to of make pocket. It happen. I love him.
But I think you're originally from the IE.
Right, I am.
I heard from him that, I guess, and I'm not from the LA fucking county, so I'm not a part of this group.
Kind of.
Well, I guess now I am, but I heard that LA County or people from the LA area kind of look down on the IE. I don't know. Is that true?
I feel like they have a perception of the IE that's very different to what it really is. I feel like a lot of people don't, like, we're not just a high desert, you know? We're not Hesperia. We're not just Menifee. We're not, like, high desert.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really nice cities over there. And I think the reason that they look down on it is because the IE is a place where it's very industrial.
Yeah.
There's a lot of warehouses. There's a lot of, like, bad traffic, a lot of pollution. Things like that are certain things, but I don't think people look down on it per se. They're just, confused of what it is.
Yeah.
Like, I come from a city, like, Chino Hills. It's, like, there's no warehouses there. There's not even railroad tracks. Like, things like that. And that's still part of the IE. Ontario, Hoopa Valley, Fontana. Like, yeah. They're big places. But unfortunately, there's a lot of, like, industrial things. There's a lot of, like, fucking warehouses. Because we have a lot of fucking space over there.
Yeah.
Like, bro, you can literally drive by a warehouse. And if you really pay attention, some of them are just empty. We're talking, like, 4 acres of fucking land.
Yeah.
Empty. And when things are empty and there's not a lot of people going, of course, there's more vandalism. There's more crackheads. And then you talk about San Bernardino. Like, shit starts getting more and more ghetto in a way, more dangerous. But LA's just as bad. Like, I live in Cerritos, like, or I guess I live in Artesia, but Cerritos, like, no one knows where the fuck Artesia is.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
when I say really Cerritos, people relate to Cerritos Mall.
Yeah.
My house is here, Cerritos Mall's here. Super close. I mean, I can see why there's a misconception, because I low-key don't want to, I'm moving back to the IE, like, next year.
Yeah.
And I don't want to live too far inland and inland. So you asked what inland empire is. It's just more inland. So LA is like middle, like the center of it, and then inland would just mean, like, that we're right going further up.
Yeah.
I live more coastal. The beach is like 15 minutes away from my house without traffic or so, yeah. Which I love.
Oh shit.
I love it. I love it. But where my mom lives, it's about 40 minutes without traffic. So it's not horrible.
Yeah.
But it definitely is a big change. But no, I mean, if you hit on the IE, you've probably just never been to, like, the right places.
Yeah. I like it, bro.
Baddies over there. But everyone knows everyone in the IE. Yeah. Like, as big as it is, everyone knows everyone.
Yeah.
Sounds like Target.
I mean, me and my fiance want to buy a house next year.
Okay.
We're definitely looking in the IE area.
IE is a really, I feel like a lot of families live there.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's a lot of new houses, new housing, new developers, and there's a lot of new shit going on in the IE. So, like, it's just don't move too far in. Just don't move desert.
Don't go too far into the deep end.
Yeah, don't go into the deep inland.
Miguel, the fact that...
Don't get too sucked in.
Miguel, like, he said IE baddies? That should just, like, right away.
The IE's full of Latinas.
Toxicas, bro.
You know what I'm trying to find? I'm trying to find me that, like, Latina Japanese chick, you know?
Yo,
like, is it too much to ask for?
Right here, bro.
The city. We want to find a Latina Asian mommy? Orange County.
Yeah, all right. But
I probably. Or you could just find a Filipina, bro. Same shit.
Same difference.
I think we just need to get Miguel.
I've tried, bro.
Are we taking this shot?
Let's do it, man.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, we're doing a shot.
Watch this first. Watch this. Watch this. Right. Watch this. Watch this animal go.
Damn.
I only counted to three, bro.
Yep, that's about right. That's about right.
Cheers. Cheers. Them, like. Cheers to IE, my boy Caesar.
Ooh. I actually have to go pee now.
Guys, I literally told him to go pee and he didn't want to do it.
I don't follow the rules.
What are you doing New Year's then?
New Year's? Honestly, I'm not too sure. New Year's, I'll probably spend
That's a Monday though.
Okay.
But it's New Year's. True. I work every New Year's. I like to work every New Year's. I like to bring the year with money.
Yeah.
Even if if it's a little bit, I enjoy starting my year off working. I feel like it brings good fortune. I feel like it creates good good habits.
That's a good podcast topic right there. Does your family have, like, those New Year traditions where, like, so my family, for example, we eat grapes, we drink champagne, and then we take the fucking escoba and we
sweep?
Yeah, we sweep out the negative energy at the end of the year. So that way we start off the year with positive energy.
Interesting.
That's like a tradition we do every year.
That's cool.
I don't know if you guys have anything
similar. Do you guys do anything like that?
Yeah.
We just do the grapes.
The grapes? That's ubas?
That's uvas.
Yeah. I mean, but I feel like everyone does grapes, don't they?
I don't go ahead.
No, my bad. No, I was like, I thought that was a regular thing, but yeah. I don't know if everybody does.
Yeah, my family used to do that too. What about you?
I don't think. Oh, what's the other one? Like, we don't do it, but I know people like do like the luggage thing. Like, they like take a lap around with luggage.
Yeah, my first ex girlfriend used to do that, and she would travel a lot pretty often. But
really,
I think it's because she was financially stable and just, it had nothing to do with her fucking walking around with the luggage thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it was more she had the opportunity versus the.
She was wanting to show me her new luggage.
You like my Louis
the
bag?
Fucking Samsonite, bro.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Mpa?
Well, it's just the grape stuff, right? And then I think I've heard of you wear red or you wear gold. Which one is it? I don't remember.
I don't know about that.
New underwear?
I think it's wear red underwear, you know? Yeah. I have to stick to my good old fashioned tradition of hardcore anal sex, bro.
Okay.
Okay. You receive it or you give it?
Hey, whichever one, bro. Whichever one comes out. Eh?
Hard. My boy. You know? No, not just anal sex, bro.
Hardcore
anal sex, bro.
Hey, to that, Miguel. Salud.
He said 12 inches, 1 inch for every year.
Oh, so fun fact about
Miguel. I mean, sorry, for every month. My bad. 1 inch for every month.
Yeah, fun fact about Miguel. They were talking about my penis earlier and how small it was.
Is it small?
Miguel is the opposite, bro.
Miguel has a big dick?
Miguel has a third leg, bro.
How big is it, Miguel? iPhone 15 Pro Max?
No, bigger, bro. Okay, girth, accurate. Girth, accurate.
Tell me when to stop.
But length?
Just tell me when to stop.
Miguel, tell him to stop. I'm getting scared.
It is my boy.
Bro, what we're talking about? We're talking about their
tripod.
You just imagine tripod. Just fucking.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a fucking girlfriend because he scares him with that shit, bro.
And that's why, bro. Like, that's why
I dubbed thee my knight.
Yeah, that's why we're like disappointed in Miguel because my boy has all the tools.
Bro, just pull up with some sweats to the club.
That's not a tool, bro. That's
gray.
A weapon, bro.
Gray
sweats. That's a weapon.
Gray sweats.
Show to gray sweats, bro.
Yeah.
The gray sweat. Oh, man.
Nah, that's a dangerous tool.
100%.
But a successful one.
Big time.
That's what that makes sense. That's why he doesn't like to travel. TSA is always going to get his ass.
Just grab his dick and shit. Yeah. Bro, it's funny.
Like, sir, what is this? My dick.
it was funny. When we went to New York, Aaron was like, bro, he got TSA pulled him aside twice.
Because of his penis? Going and we're like,
yes.
Yo.
They kept on feeling around there, bro. And we're like, bro, what the? Fuck do you have there? And then he's like, bro, it's my dick. I don't know. I was like, yo, what the fuck? Oh,
shout out Aaron, bro. Fucking
security guard literally grabbed his bulge, bro.
No way.
Or TSA. I was like, you had to save no homo or something after that.
Nah,
damn.
Yeah. They knew what they were doing. That shit was
they
fat.
Knew what they were doing.
I'm not gonna lie. Aaron has a big dick, like you.
They're
the shy ones.
It's the three people podcast. One of them always has a big dick.
It's the shy, quiet
ones. It's the shy, quiet ones, bro.
Yeah. I have a small dick, bro, straight up.
Same, me too.
But shit. It works. And I get a lot of use out of it.
Yep.
It's kind of like having a fake hammer.
A fucking fake hammer.
Did you hit it hard enough? The fucking, what is it called? The tornillo is going to go in.
The motion in the, bro.
It's the motion.
You like, if you know motion. How to use it, it doesn't matter what size it is, bro.
That's now, one year one. I tried taking 12 shots for the 12 months, right? Uh-huh. I got to 11.
Bro, we were like on shot number four. When was fucking 12 shots in?
They cut me off though. They cut me off. I swear,
bro. You were talking to your liver.
It was this dude. He was there, bro. It was hurting, bro. I needed to throw.
Bro, he literally went to the bathroom and he was like, "It hurts. I'm sorry. It hurts."
All right. Important question for every single one of you, bro. Do you guys believe in whiskey dick?
I've had that.
Yeah.
Actually, I did a stand-up show one time, and that was one of the jokes.
Oh, for real?
It was like, what? Like my dick was just like, nope, we're not having this. No, my dick was like. Me.
His dick looked like Pikachu back there, bro.
My dick was like Samuel Jackson, but when he falls asleep, he's like, yeah. Nah, motherfucker, we ain't doing this shit. Like, it was done.
Yeah. Like, for me, for example, I feel like I don't get whiskey dick. I last longer.
You have superpowers?
Yeah.
That's me with coke.
It gets numb.
It gets numb. I last longer, bro.
I'm scared for your fiance. Like, I don't need whiskey, bro. All this tequila we're drinking.
I don't need Blue Chew. I can just take fucking whiskey, bro. I take whiskey. But if Blue Chew, if you still want to sponsor us, bro.
Blue Chew, sponsor them.
Please.
Blue Chew, listen to me.
Please. Moises, Miguel, do you guys believe in whiskey dick?
I've fallen asleep.
What about your dick, fool? Okay. Not you.
We're going to talk about you, fool.
I don't know.
Talk about the little fool.
I don't know. I don't know if he stayed up or not.
I guess we'll never find out. We'll never know.
Wait, no. Piece it together. He's talking about him being asleep, but his little fella.
He's hard?
He doesn't know. Are you having sex while asleep?
Whoa. No, he's got the sleep apnea, though.
He's got the sleep apnea.
It's yeah, bro. I put on the mask and that's it. Game over. I fall asleep, but we alive.
It's all hard.
It's like, bro, no, I know for sure I've fallen asleep multiple times, like maybe 2-3 times.
Damn.
While doing it?
On my fiance.
Oh, shit.
So, like, it was like, bro, we're about to go down, blah, blah, you know, got into bed. She went to the bathroom, you know, came back.
How do you fall asleep, bro? Like, it doesn't make sense, man. He doesn't want it, bro.
I was tired. And the alcohol doesn't help.
I don't believe in whiskey, dude, bro. I believe it turns into a fucking wild animal, bro. Like, I'm rapping this okay. out there, bro. But I'm trying to go bucket.
Look, but there's also times where I don't know how, in fucking Doctor Strange, you know, he comes out of his body and just sees it, like himself. Like, that happened to me once.
The astral projection?
I came out of my body and I was just like, this boy's going at it.
Like, you're coaching him. Yeah, like, you're clapping in the background.
He's keeping it hard for like, you or piping. What, bro?
Yeah. He's sucking it.
Like, he's piping, bro.
He's keeping it hard for you, just, you know, while you're asleep.
He's tickling his own balls.
Like your astral projection is jacking you off to keep you hard.
Or is he pegging you?
Nah, he's putting a finger up his butt.
He's bro, getting his fucking.
You want to hear something funny?
Prostate G spot, bro.
The first time, like, I ever hooked up with, like, one of my ex-girlfriends, I actually didn't know I was fucking her. Like, I was fucked up, and, like, I pulled up to my homie's house, and I was like, bro, like, he was like, sleep in my room. Like, you guys can take the room. I was like, perfect. And then I was fucking, and I'm fucking, maybe like 10 minutes in, and I come out of being drunk. You know when you're like, oh shit, okay, I'm back alive?
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? And then I kind of look to see if it was her. And I'm like, fuck. She will never forget that. She still tells me that to this day. She's like, bro, remember when you didn't know what you were doing? And I was like, yeah,
look,
I
fucking forgot. This is how my you know this motherfucker is.
Gentleman?
A gentleman, but also he got the riz because... The fact that he's having these conversations with just like past relationships, bro.
Yeah.
Like they just casually bring up the past, how they were fucking and shit.
It's got to end things right with women.
Miguel, you got to end things
real
right.
Real question though. Have you ate ass before, brother? You ate ass.
Yeah.
All right.
Have you ever gotten your ass ate?
Right here. No, I wish so.
You guys have never gotten your ass ate?
That's what I keep telling them, bro. They're not with it. They're not down for it, bro.
What? You guys have fiancés never got your ass ate?
What are you talking about, bro? What are you talking about? Like, we've never had this conversation.
Miguel, you've never got your ass eat, huh?
Maybe I'm just trying to get you to say it again. There you
go. Miguel. My hairy butt cheeks. Hey, I feel like, shit, bro.
My butt
cheeks. Like, you don't have this issue because, like, okay, damn, bro. Do I go this far into detail?
Bro, just we're already here.
We're already
like, because we're hairy guys.
Almost 2 hours.
We're hairy guys, bro. Like, hair
grows everywhere.
It's everywhere, bro. Like,
I'm not a hairy person, but my shit down there, that shit get hairy, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the next thing you gotta do or not then is you gotta have her shave it and then go down on it, bro.
I feel like that's a lot of work.
I wouldn't do it the same day. You might get like
rash.
Yeah,
and shit?
Rashes and stuff. Yeah, yeah, like give it a day.
All right, have her wax it and then go down on it.
Bro, I'm gonna be sensitive.
Wait, Miguel, have you ever got your ass ate?
Oh, no. Miguel.
You ate ass though.
Yeah,
that's what's up.
All I have to say is
Miguel eat the booty like groceries.
That's what's up. Any girl or I don't know a specific girl.
It was.
Let's not talk about it. Oh, ex. Okay, I don't want to talk about it. Freaking cry.
Hey, for background information, my ex girlfriend is his cousin, bro. It's his cousin. That's why.
Yeah, it's a whole story, bro. No.
No, boy.
It's his cousin. That's crazy, bro.
You should see the family reunions, bro.
He just said
awkward as fuck, bro.
He just said he ate your cousin's ass. And this Christmas, you're gonna say hi to her.
No, this is way in the past, though.
Oh, okay. You're not homies with her.
No, we are, but I don't see her that often.
Oh,
yeah,
bro. He said he ate your cousin's ass.
He knows.
That's crazy.
Bro, Miguel left his whole friend group for her.
Yeah, dude. Damn. Okay, we talked about
Miguel
it.
In MIA.
We talked about it in the last podcast that we haven't released, but by the time everybody hears this podcast, it's already released.
Uh-huh.
How has there been any moment in our friendship where we like envied each other or hated each other? And Moises's answer was that the fact that Miguel just kind of like put himself in a shell and just like ignored all of us for the girl.
I've been there.
Yeah.
Fucking Chivas fans, bro.
It was only 2 months, bro.
It's the Chivas.
But I didn't ignore my homeboys, just my homegirls. Because she was really toxic, so I couldn't talk to women. But the homies were
cool. It sounds like you've been with a lot of toxic girls.
I don't have the best luck with women when I date. I don't. All of my girlfriends were having...
Maybe if you weren't one of these bad boys.
Damn, so you fucking... Even your homies? Even your homies?
It was my first girlfriend, bro, dude. And then we're working that night shift, you know? And I was like, so when I would go home and sleep, and the time I did have, I'd be with her. But it was only 2 months, dude. Only 2 months.
2 months?
No big deal.
I didn't. Yeah.
It felt like an eternity for me.
It did feel like an eternity for me, bro.
And then he came back, and then he came back crawling.
That's what's.
I don't get why. Look. This is cap, bro. Because we worked together, right? We worked fucking. At this point in time, it was like midnight to 8 a.m. I'd get breakfast with this fucker. We'd go to fucking McDonald's, you know? I don't get what the fuck he's talking about,
bro. The only reason we'd go to breakfast is because we were on fucking lunch, bitch.
Okay, but we went, though.
But we went.
We had nowhere else to go.
Bruh. Okay, so I saw you for the whole fucking workday, like 5 days a week. What more do you want?
That's true. Like, that's a lot of time spent with someone.
Yeah.
You ain't sucking it, are you? You ain't going on it, are you? No, exactly.
Yeah, if you're not sucking it, you can't really say things. If you're sucking it, then that's different.
Which we didn't even work together. We were in totally different departments, stupid ass.
Not in the beginning?
Yeah. You bitch. Just for that.
Tell me.
Just for
exactly.
That, another one.
Like, yeah, Moises, he just took the wrong, L, bro. Moises is in the wrong.
Fucking... Yeah, your homies, your homegirls, I get. But your homeboys? Nah.
Look, I learned my lesson, dog. I'm sorry. I apologize already. I made it up to him.
Bro, my ex-girlfriend.
Now he has 8 years of karma.
Good.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Hey, cheers. Salud.
Hey, good. Taste. What the fuck?
Salud.
Josh, if you're seeing this, sponsor these people.
Shout out.
Cool people. Shout out. Again, send them a care package. Some taste salud. Mix it with their drink.
Please. Only if you want to.
But I love you, Josh. I love you guys.
Josh.
Love you too, bro.
Yeah, Josh Leva. Where were you at? Yeah, you were fucking dissing your homies. can't do that, bro. I've had two girlfriends and one girl that I dated and I took seriously. Two, right? The second one, she was like, either it's me or Saul. I was like, what the fuck?
What?
I laughed in her face because I was doing the podcast, bro.
Yo, the balls that this girl has, bro.
But she was dirty, bro. I loved her. and I was like, bro, that's a stupid ass thing to ask. I straight up told her. I was like, bro, that's the dumbest because like my friend group has a bad like rep that we're like hoes and like we do shit.
Nah, yeah, just keep it real.
And we are hoes. That's cool. But in a relationship, none of my friends are cheaters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right. Like, on the dead homies, like, no one's ever cheated.
When you're committed, you're committed.
Yeah, but when we're single, we fucking enjoy our single time.
As you should.
Yeah. And she was like, it's either me or Saul. It was like at the beginning of the podcast. And I was like, you're a fucking idiot. I told her, I was like, you're so out of pocket with this one. I was like, no, like, that's not possible. Either you stay with me or you leave because I was my homie. Like, that's it. Yeah, that's what you have to tell her, bro. You just got to tell him. Like, look, bitch.
I would have said you. I would have said I picked her. Do it one last time and then leave her ass, bro. That's what I would have done.
Miguel's a fucking liar. Miguel would have been like, obviously it's you. And then
he blocks the homies, huh?
Miguel in your position would be like, hey, fuck so. I'm with you.
Yeah, nah, bro.
That's crazy. Like, nah. Chill.
Because like, if you like,
once a homie leaver, always a homie leaver.
Yeah,
bro. Where the homies at right now, though? Where the homies
we're
at
here.
Right now? Nowhere.
We're here speaking you two, to you right it. Now, motherfucker.
This is your
question. Where's she at now?
Exactly.
Don't think you about it me. Right now, bro. It's 11. Don't think about what she's doing right now. You're going to get sad.
you tell me.
It's 11 on a Wednesday.
No cap, bro. It,
bro. It's a Wednesday.
Hey.
And here we are.
It's a hump day. You trying to hump me, go?
I am trying to hump.
You're every day, bro. Every day. Bro, I'm about to fucking fly over there real quick, bro. And go out with this fool real quick.
You guys can fly here. There's airports over there?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
I don't know where
that's fucked up. I mean, granted, the closest road to me is like an hour away.
Hey, bro, it's been outside, bro. It's been outside as soon as we see you.
He's like, you country boys know what an airport is?
Y'all see
you know what a plane is? Oh, my God.
You guys have seen a plane that, you know, in
wings,
the sky?
The thing with the wings and the...
Wings fly, you know? You guys know what that
nah,
is?
Bro, we ride on tractors, bro. That's all we fucking knew, bro.
I get on my Peterbilt and I just cruise down I-5.
you cruise down the highway. You don't even say you don't say freeway, you say highway.
Yeah, we on the highway, you know, back in 299.
That was foul. That was foul.
How far is the closest airport to you guys?
To me?
Fucking 30
an
minutes
hour?
Though?
Oh wait, I guess.
The Modesto Airport.
Yeah, Modesto, you're counting?
Methesto.
Bitch, Sherlock has an airport too. It's just hella small, like for private planes.
They'd be flying fucking prop dusters.
Bitch, do you have a private plane?
Maybe my boy does over here. You
not myself,
know.
No. I know someone that does.
Oh, see?
Yeah, the closest airport I have is Fresno at an hour 20.
That's fucking far, fam.
Is the Fresno one international?
That's our life over there.
Okay,
bro,
okay, you act okay. How far is the closest airport to you?
20 minutes.
Okay, with traffic, like 2 hours. So it's the same shit.
I don't want to leave with traffic. Why would I leave with traffic?
No, like over here, that's true though. Like we're strategical about this shit, bro.
Yeah, you got to.
We don't drive when it's rush hour.
Strategical?
Yeah, we're strategically.
Bro, I'm never driving in LA again after that weekend.
Here's the thing, LA, you just got to know.
You got to know.
You just got to know.
Yeah, know. I should have proposed at like 3 a.m. when there's no traffic.
Seven, you would have been chilling, bro. Yeah.
It's your fault, bro. It's your fault.
It's my fault. I chose fucking like 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Why didn't you propose over there in Countryville?
This fucking bitch. bro, I'm okay, fucked so up the original, the original plan was Disneyland.
Uh-huh, but they don't have
that
a Disneyland
was the original
over there.
Plan. No, bitch, over there in LA. And then, but you know, we broke out here, so yeah. I think a ticket was like $180 for one day.
And then, what if she said no, bro? You just wasted $180.
I couldn't do that. You know,
if she says no, you go to Splash Mountain and you get a little wet, and you're like, cry your day away, bro. You're chilling.
And then you just record a video that day, and you know, it goes viral.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Facts.
Oh, you're crying.
Like, should have gone to Disneyland. But
you know what's funny? The background looks like you have Mickey ears. True. Hey, when you move your head, yeah. Right there.
Hey, Disneyland, sponsor me.
hey, Disneyland, hey, shout out. Sponsor us.
Right. And so that was supposed to be the plan. And then it was like, nah, too expensive. Because like, it wasn't just going to be me and her. It was like her friend wanted to go, you know, and I was going to invite Hernan and Miguel. And I was like, it's just, I'm not going to make you guys pay. And I'm not going to fucking pay for it.
Yeah. So who's going to pay?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, sponsor. It wasn't worth it.
Yeah.
And so then my girlfriend / now fiance loves beaches. I despise them at all costs. And so I was like, well, let me, you know, I talked with her friend, and her friend's like, oh, there's a really nice beach in Malibu. Super, like, it's not a touristy beach, so, you know, it's less people, less crowded. And so, you know, we did that, and I still have sand in my fucking car from that weekend.
so this one hasn't washed his car sand, yeah, bro.
What the fuck? So you drove all the way to Malibu? What time?
I don't know. What time did we leave? Well, because we were at his house.
You're right. Still kind of far from
Malibu. Yeah, to prefix this, so it's that the night before is when we hung out with Greg,
mm-hmm.
and that fool like hooked it up with two bottles, and we got fucked up.
That's what's up. You guys cried?
No.
Oh, good.
No. Thankfully.
I was crying when Miguel was going down. Fucking Miguel was just.
Miguel was on a train with thing. Like women, bro.
That's what's up. But
there was. It was Miguel and three other women in front of him.
Damn. I'll show you the video after the episode.
Yeah, after that.
I'm with it.
After the Patreon episode. No, I'm just kidding. So, yeah, so the night before we did that, and then the day after was the wedding, but we also promised Greg that we were going to record an episode with him.
Oh, okay.
At his spot.
Okay, okay.
And who was it? I was fucked up. I woke up at like 11, so it happened.
And Ron was fucking plastered that night.
Yeah,
were just I knew going to bed, I was like, yeah, tomorrow we ain't doing shit. We're just going to wake up and go to Malibu.
We didn't end up recording the episode, so I think we ended up driving to Malibu at around like 3.
Well, that's the worst time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. Which sucks. I mean, traffic wasn't horrible. I think considering
it was fucking horrible, bro. It took us more than an hour to get there.
Well, I didn't think it was that bad, but
it's because you're not from here, bro.
He drives an hour and a half to get to Target.
Yeah,
I drove 4 hours to get to you. An hour and a half.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
I work.
Low key, I'm lit.
I work. You're fucking now. You weren't before.
That's how it should be. I am a little lit. I'm pretty lit,
bro. These three shotguns are hitting back to back to back.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking about being lit. Hey, I've been seeing that you've been posting a lot about you preparing for a marathon.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah.
I know he runs marathons, too. Beer marathons. What'd you call them?
Beerathons?
Beerathons. Yeah. I've been training. You've been going pretty hard on it.
Is this something that you've been doing for a minute?
The training part?
No, I mean like marathons in general.
No, I've never run a marathon in my life.
You've never done
it? I run for fun. I think it's a good way to just relax. Like today, like I just had a tough day and I just went on a 5K. Like 3 miles. And I just, you know, calm my mind. It's like running is better than seeing a therapist sometimes.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, if you're fucking really thinking hard, you just fucking start running fast and fuck it up until you're about to pass out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's fun. Honestly, I think there's a half marathon I'm running in 15 weeks. No. Yeah. No. It's a half marathon I'm running in about a month and a half. And the marathon's in 17 weeks.
Yeah.
And so I've been training.
I've been seeing that, bro. And it's no joke, bro. Because my fiance, she's been running marathons.
Mm-hmm. I was looking at that.
She's been doing like 5Ks. Uh-huh. And she's been wanting me to do it. and I feel bad because I keep saying no, just because like cardio is like the, I hate cardio, bro.
Yeah.
I hate cardio.
Well, the cool thing is that humans are made to run for long distances. We're made to like actually literally travel for hundreds of miles without getting tired.
Yeah.
You just have to train your mind. Your body naturally knows what to do.
Yeah.
So it's not super hard, especially if you have someone that's already doing it. 5Ks or 3 miles. It's nothing crazy.
Yeah.
Half marathons are a little bit tougher. Now we're looking at like around, what is it? 13 miles or so. Mm-hmm. That's that. Yeah. And then full marathon is 26.2 or something like that. I don't try to focus on 26 miles. I just take it one fucking mile at a time.
A lot of it is, I mean, obviously, like, you need to prepare for it. You need to get the 100%. Cardio for it. But I feel like a big part of it also is, like, the mental.
Yeah. Yeah, because, like, 26 miles is a long fucking time, bro. And, like, your body will start hurting at any given second. And you just got to understand how to deal with it. Like, today I ran 3 miles, but after mile one, I had, like, a hurt. Like, something was hurting down here. So I was breathing wrong just because, like, I was very, like, not concentrating to what was like my run today.
Yeah.
And I just had to run 2 miles like with that shit just hurting and like figure out how to fucking make it stop. Hold your breath. It helps. yeah, you should do it. You should run a marathon. It half a marathon, 5K.
Yeah.
Like I did Spartan races. They're fun too.
I want to eventually. And
Run. So you've never done anything like running wise?
Myself?
No, I've done.
No, like she's been wanting me to do it and I keep saying no because like I'll work out. I'll do workouts and shit like that. But cardio is like my least favorite thing to do.
Don't do it worse, bro. But I did a 5K once. That shit sucked ass. It was a color run, and so it was fucking powdered paint and shit.
Oh, color run.
Oh yeah.
And then I got sick like the week of. So I went into it all congested and shit. And then people throwing powdered shit at you.
Yeah.
It was the worst experience of my life.
I bet.
But at the end of it, I was like, "Holy shit! I just did a 5K."
It's like it's a good ass feeling, you know.
Yeah. Because no, it really was.
Yeah. And yeah. I want to have that. Like, I want to do it with her. Like, I want to say yes. I want to prepare for one. And I want to actually, like, do it.
Yeah, like, preparing is cool, bro. Because it's like, I don't think I'll look like this by week 17.
Yeah.
I'll definitely look a lot different mentally and physically. And it's just fun, bro. Shout out to Yosabo. Like, they're sponsoring all of our runs. Like,
the running club.
Yeah, they give us a shirt. They paid for all of our races and stuff like that. And so now on top of like me saying yes, now it's like, oh shit, now I got to do it for like the team. And low key, like, I don't want to diss anyone, but I'm low key the fastest one in our running team. Like, I'm like the only
Nothing one wrong with confidence, bro.
It's not confidence. I pass him.
Shit. It's real life
facts. It's a real life fact.
It's a real life
fact. Yeah.
But I mean, so you've never been like a marathon guy. This is like something that's new to you.
26.2 is never something I ran. I ran 12 miles.
Yeah.
So I ran a half marathon before. Yeah. Just me working out.
Yeah. I know you're in the gym a lot. Is like fitness a big thing in your life?
I think now it's becoming a bigger thing. I think this is my second year fully like being involved in the gym.
Yeah.
And now going into my third year next year, or like in April. For sure, I can see the difference in it. Like, I can see my form. I can see, like, how much weight I'm lifting. Like, dieting, though, is the hardest part of eating, right?
Yeah, like, I agree with that.
Yeah, it just sucks. Did you take a shot or what, Miguel?
You're just going to bring a bottle out and not do anything with it?
It's Sunday Malibu, bro. This shit nasty.
You can't just show a bottle like that, fat.
Bro, take the shot.
I'm getting another bottle.
Oh my God. The guy said double it and pass it on to the next one.
Yeah.
No, I'm getting another one. What do you mean? I'm getting bottle service over here, bro.
He's calling his mom.
Bottle service.
Bro, the mom.
My mom.
Yeah, I mean,
I need a bottle.
My mom, but I'm not there. No, you're fucking in there, huh?
Yeah. I see someone in the back.
Bro, Miguel's mom's also waiting. Miguel's like, bro, when is this bitch going to get someone?
Damn.
What am I gonna get someone? What am I gonna move out? What am I gonna have grandkids?
You need to help us out here, man. We've been trying to get Miguel to move out of his fucking parents' house.
Just do it
for a minute, man. He's
moving in with me next year, whether he likes it or not.
You know what's bothering me right now?
What?
And this is completely random. It's probably because I'm a little bit faded. We never noticed, I think, but now that Moya has the disc behind him, that fucking frame looks tilted. Like it's you know, it's
the poster?
Like this. Yeah, the poster.
Oh, yeah. I just noticed that shit you're talking about. Now I'm fucking pissed, bro.
Take that shit.
It's fucking... There's a fat-ass angle on... What the fuck you mean, like bro?
That shit is not straight.
What are we looking at? We're looking at Raspberry.
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 You're Mexican, huh? No,
Does the Nosberry taste like Nosberry?
Caesar, don't worry, bro. We're gonna get there, bro. We're gonna test your Hispanic roots, bro. Your Latino roots pretty soon. So
test me as much as you want.
Oh shit.
Just don't make me cook frijoles. I don't know how to cook
them. Fritos or de la olla?
I don't know if you know.
I could cook fritos.
Fritos?
Fritos are easier, but de la olla is a little bit tougher. You gotta know how long, how much the olla is and shit like that.
I'll take fritos over the de la olla.
Me too.
All day though.
But you gotta make
de la olla first.
Huh?
Do you straight fry them right away?
No, you make them in the la olla and then you pour them to the fryer.
You have to make de la olla first. Then they're called refried beans.
Miguel's not a cook, bro. You gotta give him some
flour. I was just making sure.
Miguel, take a shot.
I mean, look, Miguel's also the kind of family that does green enchiladas with flour tortillas.
True.
Hey, bro, I won't have this disrespect, bro.
Never invite me to your house.
Bro. You can't disrespect the family, bro. That's crazy, bro.
Green enchiladas with flour tortillas.
Flour tortilla, cheese, and green sauce.
Miguel's family a little bit different, bro. They
is that what they'd be doing in the Central Valley?
No. Hey, chill. He's not an accurate representation of Central Valley, bro.
Whoa there, buckaroo.
Hold down there, buckaroo.
Yeah. Miguel, take the shot, bro.
Miguel, stop
teasing. You want to call me out, bitch? Shut the fuck up. You're over here eating fucking bananas and fucking birote over here.
It's not me, bro. No. It's my uncle.
Bananas and birote, pause.
Look, in Mexico?
No.
In Mexico?
No.
There's not a lot of money. There's not a lot of money.
He said sometimes
all you can afford is a bolillo.
Uh-huh.
Some plátano.
Uh-huh.
So you put the plátano in the bolillo and you get a Coke on the side.
Why not just make beans?
Just get some fucking cheese, bro. What's so wrong with
you? Your uncle by itself.
Yeah.
I'd disown my uncle if he did that. I'll never speak to him ever again. I'll never let him around my house.
Have you tried it though?
Bananas and bread?
Yeah.
I'm sure it wouldn't taste bad. It's kind of like
Okay.
It's kind of like a peanut butter. It's kind of like a peanut butter sandwich.
Like a peanut butter banana sandwich, maybe. Te la paso.
Case is closed as soon as he said it probably wouldn't taste bad.
Nah, but you wouldn't catch me cutting up a banana to put in the fucking bolillo. Like,
they don't cut it up though. That's the worst part.
The other one, banana.
Well, yeah, it's the same length, bro.
Yeah.
Like, no. At the same time. Like,
they stuff it in, bro. They stuff it in.
No. You put the banana in the bolillo, bro.
You gotta put it in there.
No, that's it's the same length, bro.
So it's a banana hot dog.
It's like a hot dog, but a bolillo and a banana.
Bro, how poor is your fucking uncle?
Bro, Mexico, bro. Back in the day, you don't have a lot of money.
I'd rather have tortillas with sal.
But see, I don't understand, bro. He could have had the bolillo or the banana by itself.
But what's wrong with you? You could have bought two bolillos. What's wrong with
a one and one?
Hey, what about tacos de lengua, though?
Tacos de lengua are cool.
All right, bet. Sick. That's all I need to hear. You know, you were on my bad side, but now you're on my good side.
But, I mean, tacos are tacos. Like, bro, you don't even know where the fuck that meat came from half the time, bro.
Hey, that's true.
Could be fetal lice over there fucking.
It's extra chewy as dog. They don't have as much cartilage as cows.
True.
Miguel, are you going to take the fucking shot, yes or no?
Are you going to take one, bitch? No, that's what I thought.
This would chug three fucking here, right?
I just shotgun three.
Caesar came for the shit talking, right? I'm going to give you some fucking shit talking.
Then drink the shot, bitch.
Hello.
All you're doing is drinking regular alcohol.
Yeah.
Me?
Oh, that's a little bitch over there. That's
crazy. No, sorry, this one right here.
You can't.
Bro,
I'm not talking to you guys. I'm talking to Moy. I'm talking to Moy's bitch ass over here, right?
Miguel, I've drank more than you in the past 5 minutes, and you have this whole episode.
Yeah, for real. Bro.
We should take another shot. You want us to take a shot with you? Para que no esté solito.
I think that's the only way he'll do it.
Let's go. You ready or what?
Are you gonna take it with us, or are you gonna take it by yourself?
I have shot glasses right here. I'm ready. Let's go.
Hey, Miguel, are you going to take it by yourself or are you going to take it with us?
I'm with you guys. With you guys.
If you were fluent and shutting the fuck. All right, bet.
Yeah, see? Yeah, shut the fuck
up. I'm going to let my boy Caesar do the honor this time.
I'm going to have to Uber home. This is the first podcast I've ever been to that I have to Uber fucking
home. Hey, we gotta pull out.
Just have Monica take you home.
I could make Monica sleep on the couch. We could sleep on the bed, bro.
Hey, Miguel, let me see your shot. Pour it again.
Bro, what do you mean?
No, where's the end?
Let me see. Let me see some drip on your hand. Let me see some drip on your hand.
I can't see it.
Where's the end?
Right here.
You need to take two.
Why?
Please.
It's literally it's right here.
It's supposed to say please.
That gets me far.
Please.
Bro, me saying all please right. to a lot of things works. I don't know why.
Hey, Drew. All
right, then.
All right,
can we get
guys.
Some head,
all right.
please?
Cheers, Miguel.
Cheers to Miguel.
Cheers.
All right, I can't taste the shots anymore.
That's
Ooh.
You're at that stage.
I'm gonna go to strip club after this, straight up.
All right, Caesar.
Bro, that's not fair. I want to be there with you.
Sober up some titties.
All right, so we got a little game for you, bro. We kind of teased it in the beginning. We want to test your español.
Okay, está bien.
Your knowledge.
¿Mi conocimiento de español?
But it's a little bit different. So we recently we recorded a video. Dos compas, we did some tongue twisters in Spanish.
Those are hard because I stutter.
Too bad.
Okay, Miguel too Jr. Bad, bro.
I stutter.
Exactly, right now. Case in point, right there. So we got some tongue twisters for you, bro. We got two of them. They shouldn't be too difficult if you know your stuff. Get your comfort plushie right there ready.
I'm fucking this shit tonight. We're sharing.
Wait, what? Whoa. That's a support pillow.
Get your comfort plushie. Look at the ears. Don't even. That fool's like, ah.
All right, so we got two tongue twisters from my boy Caesar. You got two tries.
Fuck.
You got two tries.
What happens if I fuck it up?
Okay, you don't have to take a shot. In our video, if you don't get in on your second attempt, you take a shot.
Done.
Okay, all right, bet.
My husband's that far. Like we really do live pretty close together, honestly. You're good.
So I'll put the tongue twister on the video so you guys can see which one he's doing. But I'll pass my phone to him. And he has two attempts. If you don't get it on your second attempt, you're taking a shot. All right?
I'm so scared, guys.
So round number one.
Why is it so long?
Caesar, pause. Bro. Caesar. All right.
That's what she said, bro.
I'm going to pass you the phone. Let's see if you can get this.
Wait. Right. You say it first.
No.
You're the host.
No.
If the host messes up.
That's not how it goes. It gives you unfair advantage. That's not how it goes. I'm going to pass the phone to Caesar.
What do you mean, Miguel? You went last and you had no advantage.
Huh?
I stuttered.
Okay.
All right, Caesar. First attempt right here. Get it out of your system.
No, yeah, we're good.
All right, good. All right. First attempt. First tongue twister. I'm going to put it on the screen right here. Caesar, go ahead. Do your thing.
Okay, first of all, I'm fucked up to the point where this shit is blurry. Hold on. El que poco coco come, poco coco compra coco. Ah, fuck.
That's one. That's one attempt. You got one more attempt. Hey, but you can't pull a Moises. You gotta say it. You can't say it slow, bro.
You gotta do it straight up.
Yeah.
El que poco coco come, poco coco compra, como poco coco como, poco coco compro.
Damn. Okay.
I think it's easier when I'm drunk.
That was legit,
bro. I don't even know what that sentence means.
That was legit. Let me repeat it.
That was legitness.
That was. El que poco coco come, poco coco compra, como coco. Oh shit, I fucked it up. Damn. So
yeah, one more time.
That was legit.
You got one more time.
El que poco coco come, poco coco compra, como coco.
I gotta take a shot.
L.
I'll take a shot. Second round though.
We'll do the second one. Yeah.
We'll do it after the second round. I don't know. Hey, should he say it faster, though? I feel like that was a little slow.
A little quick. I'm fucked up, bro. Quicker. It's a little hard for me to see.
Nah, that's no excuse,
my man's
though.
Closing one eye to see.
I think
he's good.
All right, we're going to give him the second tongue twister.
I'll try to read it faster.
Faster.
Yeah.
Faster. No excuses this time, all right? I'm going to give him the second tongue twister. I'll put it on the screen, everybody. Go ahead.
I can't even see this.
Bro.
Oh, okay. Si yo como, 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 y tú comes, como, comes, como, 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 comes, si yo como, como, comes.
That's a banger.
What the
banger.
Fuck, bro?
Bra.
Yo, what the fuck? Hey, this fool cheated, bro. I don't know how he cheated, but this fool cheated somehow.
All right, there's no fucking way, bro. Let's see you do it.
He's going to take two shots.
Did I choose easy tongue twisters, bro? There's no fucking way, man. Si yo como, 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 y tú como...
One.
Shit.
Damn.
One.
One attempt.
That is fucking insane, dude. Si yo como, 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 y tú comes, como, comes, como, comes, como, como, si yo como, como, comes.
It's a little easier.
All right.
That was a little slow.
It was a little bit slower than me.
No, okay. There's no way that you guys are going to read that shit.
I can't read it.
That's just blur.
Yeah, bro. Okay.
It's hieroglyphics.
Yo, I'm fucking shook, bro.
You take a shot, though.
Like, You did your thing, bro.
Don't forget about a shot.
You did your thing. I'll take a shot.
Straight from the motherland. You think I was going to fuck these up?
I'll take a shot for my boy. I am very disappointed. I thought he would fail.
Give me your salvo cards. Anything.
Moises will bring this shit out, bro.
Moises has them in his butt cheeks, huh?
Moises will bring this shit out, bro.
¿Cómo se dice?
Those are hard.
Crutches.
Crutches? Fuck. All I could think about is the word called grúa, and I know that's tow truck.
That is fucking incorrect.
That is so incorrect.
I know the answer.
If I get it right, it takes a shot.
What is it? What does it start with?
I know the answer. M.
It's muletas.
Bro, don't fucking say the answer.
Now I'm not gonna take a shot after that one.
Nah, that's a shot. Bro,
who invited you?
That's a shot for you.
All right, let me take the shot real quick for the tongue twister. All right.
Salud. Hey. Salud.
¿Cómo se dice pap smear?
Papa Nicolau.
The fuck?
Damn.
For real?
This was a pro.
Examen de Papa Nicolau.
Why do you know that?
Because I have a mom.
Damn. Oh,
and she'll take me to pap smears and shit, bro.
Because he fucking knows women, bro.
Bro, I just understand women at a different level. I'm like, baby girl, you gonna get your pap smear soon?
What?
They're like, you know what that is? I'm like, no, I have no clue.
All right, last one from this pack. ¿Cómo se dice constipated?
No puedo cagar.
I agree with that one.
No puedo cagar. ¿Constipado? No, it's not constipado.
That's a penalty word.
Tengo mucho caca.
What's the start with? I'll take a shot, but what does it start with? I want to see if I get it.
E.
Oh, E?
Yeah.
Empachado.
No.
Oh, man.
That was a good one, though.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
That was a good guess.
What was it?
Estreñido.
Ah, I've heard that word so many times, too.
Shout out, Yosabo. Shout out, Carlos.
Shout out, Carlos and Jess. Love you guys. Thank you guys for everything you guys do for us, putting the fucking Latino community up in the fucking map.
Facts.
If y'all don't have Yosabo, this isn't even sponsored. Yes, Jess and Carlos ain't paying me for to say this, but it's a fun card game. It's like that card game you bring out with your fucking Diaz and shit. And just like,
yeah.
You know, because it's always funnier to know that your family that's from Mexico doesn't know certain words anymore.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you know, it's like, what the
pick
fuck?
It up.
Pick it up.
Pick it up at yosabo.com.
Yosabo.com.
Pick up the expansion packs as well.
Hopefully we see them in Targets and Walmarts next year. Yeah, hopefully.
Pick up
hopefully.
Tablas as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
Damn, bro. Shit. Well, Caesar, man.
Wrapping it up? Or you guys want to keep going?
Shit. You got questions for us? That's.
I do have questions for you guys. I mean, shit. I don't know, y'all.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm,
coming
mm-hmm.
in here as brand new.
Yeah.
You guys lived, like, I kind of talked to you about, like, you guys is like how you guys met and stuff. So I won't ask questions like that. I'm sure you guys have said it in a lot of previous podcasts. But will you guys ever be, like, joined? Like, will there ever be a podcast of you guys all together?
I want it to happen, bro.
I feel like it all depends on
that. I need to move back because I ain't moving to LA.
Honestly, you wouldn't move down here?
The most realistic thing, if we want that to happen, is if I do move back there, since both of them are over there. But I don't want to.
Tell that food to move out of his mom's house. Come here.
Yeah, bro, that's what I'm saying.
I need a roommate. Come here. I have no problem with two rooms, bro, coming up. Like, I'm going to need a roommate.
Miguel, when are you going to get an opportunity of a lifetime like this?
I don't have the apartment yet. It'll be coming in February, but it'll be two rooms.
Miguel.
Miguel, straight up. Like, seem like a responsible fella. I don't know you too well.
Dude, this will wash your dishes.
Nah, just pay the rent, bro. Pay your part. That's all I need.
That's all you gotta do, bro. You gotta do the basic.
And it's not far. Like, here's the thing. Like, for you guys, there's areas that aren't that expensive out here. You don't have to fucking move to Roland Heights. This place is expensive. This city's expensive. All the cities nearby are a little... Oh, you know what? La Habra isn't expensive. Too expensive. It's a nice city.
Yeah.
You're close by. It'd be nice. I feel like people would enjoy you guys all together.
I want Los Compas to move out here.
You want Los? Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I don't know.
I have to get a promotion. I can't move.
I want it to happen, bro.
Ain't no way.
I want us to have our own studio, our own production little thing, you know?
Look,
our
own little let me get my private jet and we'll make it happen.
The private jet.
What is like, okay, another question. What is like the goal of your guys' podcast? Like, what it like, cause I know it's just comedy. It's just like kind of very similar to us just fucking having fun with the guests.
Yeah.
But what is like next year's goal? Like 2024's vision. If you guys want to say, because I know some people are like, oh, I don't like saying my goals because they don't come true. Actually,
man,
if you
fuck those people.
If you fucking say your goals, they will come true a lot better because you're saying them to the universe.
I feel like
you're also reminding yourself.
You manifest them.
Exactly, man.
Exactly.
Those people are just negative people. And those are the people that won't make it for our life because you got to set goals for yourself, bro. 2024, I feel like we accomplished, and I think the compas will agree. Like 2023 has been the biggest year for our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Not because of the amount of followers that we've grown.
Uh-huh.
I feel like it's the amount of like
support
friends that we've made along the way.
Okay, that's fair.
Like our first year was legit just like the reason we started this podcast is because we live so far apart. We want something to like just keep us together, you know?
Okay. I feel that too through like you guys, like yes. The couple of podcasts that I did watch. I'm like, okay, like these guys are I didn't know you guys, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't know you guys were friends for a long time because I started watching like the newer stuff.
Yeah.
But I was like, these guys are friends and someone moved away. I just didn't know if it was you guys or him. Yeah. And then I watched, I believe, the last one you guys, about a month ago, episode 40, when you guys were like all together.
Yeah.
That I realized like, oh, these guys, you live that way and these guys are the ones that
exactly, yeah, are
far away.
Yeah. So that's why we started the podcast, just to have something to get us together,
mm-hmm,
and we can catch up on things.
That's dope.
But like this year, 2023, we still do that, but it got to another level after we met Yosabo,
mm-hmm,
Carlos and Jess, shout out again. We've got to meet Vivek and Webbles again, Mario.
Mario, Bao, where the fuck is my sweater, Bao, bitch? No, I'm just playing.
AI Jesus. We met Shader Brown. We met DJ Greg. We met Isimo.
Isimo podcast, okay.
Bro, we met you.
We ran into Josh.
Like, we've met a lot of friends along the way, and I feel like that's fucking dope, bro.
Yeah.
That's fucking dope. Like, that is our biggest accomplishment for 2023. And at 2024, we want to build on that and just make our own thing. Like, we want to have our original shit. We're obviously a podcast. Everybody else is a podcast. But we want to make it our own, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like 2024 is going to be that. But just building off of everything we've done this year so far.
Yeah. And I mean, you guys aren't that far. Like,
yeah,
it's possible. I mean, just host us. Just let me sleep in your couch. You know? I'll get a hotel if I have to, but yeah, you guys, bro, don't live that far.
Yeah.
I think that's the best way to put it. I mean, that's kind of how we did it. Like last year, like I mean, friends, like I like to think of it as a hub.
Yeah.
You know, every time someone comes on, suddenly now these previous guests know this new guest, know these new guests, and like it's like this.
It's an umbrella, bro. Yeah.
And I feel like I and friends kind of cultivates on that. Like,
yeah,
we just create more friendships. So like now that I'm here and stuff, it's like, okay, now you guys are part of that part,
yeah,
of the umbrella. And especially knowing like Yosabo, Carlos and Jess and all of them. And it just creates more and it's just like momentum.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
And that's an honor, bro. Like for us, oh, well, I'm speaking for myself. Maybe the compa see it differently.
Nego doesn't fuck with me, bro. I already know that.
Nah, he loves you, bro.
I'm fucking playing, bro. I know.
Like,
I'm
speaking for myself. Like it feels weird. Like hearing you say all these things, like the fact that you like listened to our shit a year before, like we didn't know a lot of the people we know now, yeah, but the fact that you're talking, you're here now talking about us, like you listen to our shit, it just feels weird, bro. Like it feels like
imposter syndrome.
Exactly. Like it feels like we shouldn't be here. Like we don't deserve any of this.
I see that. I feel the imposter, yeah, syndrome. I mean myself, yeah, too. What the fuck? I mean, no one grew up on social media. Like, yeah, this is new to us too. And funny thing is, like, Kevin today, he told us, like,
yeah,
so y'all better watch the fucking podcast with Kevin coming up next week. Oh,
hell yeah.
Actually, that comes out two weeks from now.
Yeah.
So go back and watch the podcast with Kevin, Jake Paul's photographer.
Yep.
He shares a lot of knowledge of how it is being Jake Paul's photographer, like right hand man.
Yep.
And he says something that's very interesting that you had, like you said about the imposter syndrome. He, yep, was like, Jake Paul himself told him this, bro. This person that's fucking, he's made it. He's a global superstar, one of the biggest, yeah, fucking YouTubers that ever fucking exist, regardless, yep, of what, yeah, you say. Motherfucker's like the biggest.
Yeah.
Right. He said, bro, you have to know that because of you, you're here. Like, there's no reason for you to feel an imposter syndrome because you did things to get this far.
Yeah.
Like, you guys did something far enough for me to know who you are, like, to get in contact. Like, not that I'm saying I'm like hot shit.
Yeah.
But it's like, you guys made the connections and you guys made the right,
like, you
moves.
You made it happen, you know.
Yeah, no, you made it happen. You, all three of you did this. Like, that's it. And that's what, like, kind of Jake Paul told him.
Yeah.
He's like, you need to understand that you made this happen, and you need to also come out and know that that's what it is. Also, every fucking body in the social media game, no matter how big they are, in social media, everyone feels imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
Unless it's your fucking, if it's your fucking place that you're doing this party at or this connection event or whatever, even you will feel imposter syndrome. But if Jake Paul Logan Paul feels imposter syndrome, bro, like, it's like everyone else does too.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, bro, like, you guys really should watch that. Like, Kevin really gives a lot of insight because, like, there's levels to this.
Yeah.
And this motherfucker is like,
he's there. Yeah.
He's at the ceiling.
He's at the level where we don't know what the fuck is up after that.
Yeah.
You know?
He's at the penthouse level.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's bro, I love Kevin. Like, shout out to Kevin. I fucking love him. Like,
shout out, man.
Love you, bud. And bro, like, I was like, okay, everyone, if Logan Paul feels this way, like, bro, everyone fucking feels this way.
Everybody, bro.
We all have imposter syndrome. You just got to know that if you're sitting somewhere and if you're with someone, it's because you did that.
Yeah.
And you just got to kind of stand up straight and just be like, okay, this is my life. You got to just, you know, you don't got to puff off your chest, but you can always stand up straight.
Yeah.
Like, hi, represent who you are.
Yeah, this is me. This is my podcast. This is what I created. And I'm here for a reason. I'm in this room for a reason. There's nothing else to it because, bro, social media is such a fucking crazy thing.
Yeah, man.
That shit didn't exist 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, your parents don't, the fuck?
My parents,
social media? What is that?
I mean, parents, they just go on the Facebook and just,
yeah.
They know Facebook, but they don't know that when they like this supermodel's fucking picture, it's a domino effect. Right, like your dad be liking some big titty bitch,
and then more,
more, and they don't know that this girl is fucking exposure. Making millions of dollars.
Yeah,
it's all about exposure when it comes to social media.
Yeah, exactly, and it's like you said, imposter syndrome. Everyone has it.
Yeah,
from the smallest of people to the biggest of people, no one's big. Like you meet the biggest people.
There's always bigger fish out there.
Exactly,
there's always someone bigger.
There's bigger fish that are just quiet people that you don't even know. Like they have these type of companies, and you're like, oh shit, like. This motherfucker owns this, like this, and I'm saying hi to him. Yeah. Like, bro, that's crazy.
Yeah,
we're shaking hands.
Yeah,
so for sure, exposure, something for you guys is like living down here, it makes it a little easier to be exposed to things.
Oh, 100%.
Because if we like, let's say I got invited somewhere and I'm like, yo, man, come pull up, like, let's go. He's gonna be the only one to be able to, like, but it's like the representation,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Just don't pull up in an America jersey. I'm not showing up with you like that.
I'm gonna show up with this shit every time.
Bro. I'm like,
I need to buy a new one.
I don't know him.
I don't know who invited him.
Yeah.
Nah, bro. Me, the boys, what matters to me, like if we get big, it's all of us. Big. Like, no, like we're not gonna get big because of one sole person. We all serve our purpose in this podcast. Mm-hmm. Like Miguel is entertaining as fuck, bro.
He's funny.
Like my boy says the most out of pocket shit, but like this fool is a
big reason. A little reserved.
Yeah, no, today might be a little bit different, but
I'll come back.
Like he's the reason, like why a lot of our funny clips is what it
I've
is.
I've seen him.
Moises too. Like this fool, like he knows how to talk.
Moises is funny. He's naturally like an enthusiastic, just, funny guy.
Exactly.
And then you are kind of like that person that's like, okay.
Yeah, like I'm trying to like balance everything.
Everything's there.
Yeah, yeah.
You're the main guy.
I'm trying to make everything like happen. Like yeah exactly.
Yeah, I don't like saying like the main guy. Like for example, with us, Saul's like the main guy. He's a fucking person that moves shit around.
Yeah.
But you need that.
Yeah, you need that like guidance.
The guidance. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. You're like these are the fucking parts we're all playing. Yeah.
Like everybody plays their role, bro. Like if we get big, it's because we all made it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's different people that will pull up, and like different people will ask you guys like, hey. Guess. Just because, I mean, different vibes, you know?
Exactly. I don't want this episode to end.
You don't have to. I don't have nothing to do.
Shit, I mean, we could do stuff afterwards.
We finished the fucking bottle.
For real.
No mames, it's already 11:30.
For real. But, no,
you guys have the same time zone as us?
This one thinks our fucking Central Valley's like a whole different country and shit, bro.
It is. Like, it is fade on site, bro.
We're gonna pour this last shot here because
I'm playing.
This episode has been a fucking lit ass episode. Caesar,
bro, watch again, me pull bro, up. Like, I'm gonna pull up, I swear.
Bro, pull up, please. No, I enjoyed it. I don't. We as podcast people,
yes, sir,
don't really get invited to other podcasts, right? That's a
really.
It's not an unwritten rule, but it's more like for a podcast, you want people that are influencing things or changing things up, things like that. So it's always a pleasure and honestly an honor, like, to be here. I've literally only been on. I don't want to fuck this up.
Fuck it up.
Maybe I wasn't on Unnoticed. Unfortunately, I wasn't on Unnoticed. I couldn't make it work. But
shout out to them, though.
Yeah, shout out to them. I've only been on the Brown Boys, Kickback Crew, and you guys.
Damn, bro.
And I honestly, every time people invite me, it's like an honor. I enjoy it. I love it.
I'm surprised, bro, that you haven't been on more like podcasts. Just like me, by yourself.
They're scared of my shit.
Man.
Y'all pussies.
Yeah, no, fuck all you.
Fuck y'all.
Fuck everybody out there.
I'm
for
just
not playing. Having my boy Caesar, bro.
It's just more like, it's just like interest. You know, it's like, bro, like you'd rather have like a big artist or something or like a podcaster, you know?
I like having everybody, bro. Everybody has a story.
Yeah, everyone has fun.
Everybody has a story, man. Yeah.
I think this goes back to the whole goals thing. Like my goal for our podcast is just entertain people.
Yeah.
You're entertaining, like, Miguel.
Whenever I would watch I mean, he might be canceled now, but I'd watch David Dobrik, for example.
Is he canceled?
Like, he might have been slightly. I mean, he's over. We're good. We're good.
We're good.
But he doesn't do his vlogs anymore. And like, honestly, like, I just watched his vlogs because it was a way to get away from everything. I would just fucking laugh for those 4 minutes and 20 seconds and then I'd be like, all right, that's good. It's a good fucking dose of laughing. That's what I wanted us to be, at least. You know, just a source of laughter for people to just kind of just laugh off their troubles.
Yeah. And I feel like that's the best way. Like, I don't really watch podcasts that aren't funny. If I watch a podcast to be entertained. And I feel like that's what you guys really do. Like, it's funny, it's fun, relatable.
No, but I have one last question for him. And it's completely unrelated. Since he was like on the Spotify, Billboard, all that stuff, right?
How much you fuck?
Today, we got our Spotify Wrapped. What is on your Spotify Wrapped? I'm curious.
Damn, bro. And if you haven't looked at it. Look at his stories. Fake ass man or what?
Bro, I haven't had a chance to be on
social
media.
Do you have to have Spotify Premium to see that?
Damn.
I am sorry, people of Spotify, if you made it this fucking far.
they're not watching, bro.
I only buy Spotify Premium when I'm talking to some bitch that has Spotify.
Yeah.
But let me see if I can get it. I'm sorry, I dropped a little bit.
Hey, don't worry. I'll kick Miguel out and I'll put you on my family plan.
Make it happen.
How do you check?
I mooch off this guy 100%.
Hey, someone send him a link, bro. I don't know. I don't use Spotify.
Okay,
I use
Apple Music. Wrapped. Yeah. You're Wrapped 2023.
Okay.
We don't have your Wrapped this year.
This one doesn't use Spotify enough, bro.
That just says we don't have your Wrapped.
That's crazy. I've never seen them before. Oh, that's wild.
Okay, but what would have been your question?
I just wanted to see your...
Well, then just ask him what he listens to.
Nah, bro, because...
EDM, he's an EDM head, bro.
Go ahead, what would you ask me? What would my Spotify Wrapped look like?
Yeah, what are your top five artists of this year?
Like, podcast?
In your opinion.
Artists?
No, artists. Artists, like, music-wise.
Because, like, I don't know if you can see mine, but mine was, like...
Yeah. Mine would have been, honestly, straight up, it would have been Peso Pluma.
Yeah,
PP. Grupo Firme. Grupo Firme is
with
GOP, right? Grupo Firme?
No, that's Fuerza Regida.
Fuerza Regida, Peso Pluma, ASAP Rocky.
Okay, damn.
Dioro and...
Dioro.
Dioro
and... I FaceTimed them, bro.
I have his phone number. Oh, shit. Dioro and... would be the last one. Maybe Eslabon. I was a sad boy this year. I'm sorry.
Hey, shout out Patterson. Hey, bro. What about Junior Ache? From the Central Valley, brother.
Yeah.
What about Junior Ache?
He's from Patterson.
Really?
He's from Central Valley.
Yeah, I fuck with his music.
That's where I work.
Yeah, it would have been those five. Podcast-wise, I actually don't listen to too many podcasts.
That's fine.
There's a couple reasons why.
That's fine.
I only listen to comedy podcasts for the most part, so I don't like listening to it. But I guess I don't really have even a top three. Like, unfortunately, I don't listen to too many podcasts, but it'd be Jay Shetty.
Him.
Oh,
Miguel.
I listen to Jay Shetty.
Do you have his books?
And I have it. I read his book already. I have it right here, actually. I only have the first one.
I have
so
the
far.
Second one as well. If you're not fucking dating anyone, don't read it.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Eight Rules of Love, bro. All I can tell you is I'm ready for a relationship. Like, I would...
See, I can't do that, man. I'd be too invested. I'd be wanting a fucking girlfriend.
And then
right
I'm
going
to put you guys on. It's called La Cotorrisa. It's in Spanish.
Okay.
It's based out of literally Mexico. La Cotorrisa is it's honestly one of the biggest fucking podcasts to exist in Mexico. And it'd be one of the, like, if I were to meet these people, like, that'd be big.
Yeah.
They're like every fucking video they put out, bro, like, if you look at the older ones, they have, like, over fucking almost a million fucking plays.
Damn.
On YouTube.
Cotorrisa.
La Cotorrisa.
Come on, IE.
Oh, that'd be so
Make
cool.
it happen.
It's hard because they only speak, well, they speak English, but it's like, hey. They want a good schools.
They speak Spanish.
They do speak Spanish.
No, you guys speak Spanish.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm the most fluent one. Aaron likes to say he's the most fluent one.
Air Bear, let's go.
I'm sorry, Aaron. You're not. I am. I'm 100% am. I was born in Mexico, bro. Like, come on.
Hey, he did the fucking tongue twisters. No problem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're hella funny. I was like, who are they?
Like Cotorrisa?
Yeah.
You know who they are?
I watch their videos all the time. Yeah.
Bro, they're fucking Ricardo Perez and Slavolsky. Oh, I love them. They're the best. I like them. So, like, I feel like when people think that of us, or like when people think that of you guys, like, think about your favorite podcasters and think about how much you love them, and then think, bro, the people that fucking follow us think the same thing.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's a nice feeling.
I don't want to end this episode, bro. Hey, Caesar, man, I appreciate it, man. Like,
I appreciate you guys, again, man. Too. I appreciate you guys too.
We appreciate all our guests that comes through, man. Like, the fact that people want to come on the podcast is fucking crazy to me. It's like a weird feeling.
It's cool, huh?
It's a weird feeling.
Dope.
It's like
dope.
Like hearing people talk about us is weird, man.
No, I like what you guys are doing. I like the way you guys have things. Like, you guys are funny as fuck. Like, I like you guys talk shit to each other and stuff like that. It's really cool. That's why I was like, yo, I'm down. Like, you guys fit my vibe. Like, if we're talking, if it's something complete, like, bro, like a different podcast, like about, like, I don't know, fucking religion would have asked me to come on, I would have been like, you know what? Honestly, like, I'm agnostic, so I can't really do shit like this.
Bro.
Like, I'll be like,
How we like, bro. That's what I like about our friendship. Like, we talk shit all the time, bro. 100%. Like, but we don't take it serious.
Yeah.
It's been an amazing episode. Our longest episode, for sure.
It's been an honor to be here, for sure.
Yes, sir.
I'm fucking petting the Pikachu and just fucking around with you guys. Moises, Miguel, you guys are amazing. Hernan, you already know that.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
You called this crusty asshole cute? What the fuck's wrong with
all
you?
All of y'all are cute.
Hell yeah.
If I had cousins, fool?
Cousins?
I'd be like this fool, I'll let you fuck him.
My boy licking his lip, looking at Pikachu. He's ready.
Don't let him fuck your cousins, bro. Been there, done that.
Then you gotta fuck him again because you leave him dissatisfied or what?
True. You're not wrong.
This is 3 hours into the podcast. I don't think that many people see this anymore. Their retention rate's 2 hours at most.
The true fans will see this. The true fans will see this.
Hey, if you're a true fan on this YouTube video, can I do what you guys, they can comment?
Yeah, of course.
If you're a true fan and you're watching this shit on YouTube, and if you're not a true fan and you're watching it on Spotify or Apple Music, go to the YouTube channel and comment a little goat emoji.
Goat.
A little comment. Chivas.
No, nah, whoa, what the fuck?
Nah, yeah, fuck. Little goat.
He tricked me, bro. He tricked me. Nah. Comment Aguila emoji.
Nope. Eagle, we already said go. Caesar was calling it.
Fuck.
Caesar
you guys, you know it. What? You guys comment little goats. I'll look at the comments and I'll reply to a couple.
Fuck.
And I'll say what's up.
All right, comment goats, everybody. Fuck. All right, you know what? I'll take it. You know what? I'll take it. For Caesar, for him being
because you guys are the goats.
Damn.
And if you kill me, he'll take you out.
You live nearby.
Everybody comment goats. We appreciate everybody that fucking listens every week. If it wasn't for everybody out there listening to us, we wouldn't have guests like Caesar come on, bro.
Thank you.
Like, people like Caesar wouldn't come on if it wasn't for everybody listening to us every week. So we appreciate everybody that listens to us on fucking Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on YouTube, on their calculator, in their car, on their phone, on their pager.
Anywhere,
bro.
Your mama's phone. Fuck
your mama's phone. Your daddy's phone.
Your grandma's your cousin's phone.
Your side piece's phone, bro.
Exactly.
Your side piece's phone with the 6S crack. Fuck it.
Fuck it. If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be here in this position. So we appreciate everybody. We hope you enjoy this fucking episode because this has been a fucking amazing episode, bro.
Thank 3 hour long. You guys made it fun.
Hell yeah, bro. Moises, Miguel, anything you guys want to say?
I'll let you go first.
Can we take a shot before they say something?
Who the fuck let me drink all these things? Salud, compas.
We're fucked up. Salud,
compas. We're fucked up for sure.
Cheers.
It's all hitting like a freight train right now. But like I'm saying, you know, shout out to all our listeners. Shout out to everyone that's been on this podcast, you know, because without you guys, you know, we wouldn't be here. But we appreciate every single one of you. 2023 is coming to an end, but 2024, you know, it's going to be a great year, I think, for everyone. Just putting it out there, you know, 2024 is going to be the best year of our lives, I think. We don't know yet, but big
it's all even
happen.
Numbers, baby. All even numbers.
Oh, 100%. Exactly. But yeah, shout out to Caesar for coming on and, you know, spending time with us.
He's a real one.
We got to do an in-person one because I know if Miguel gets heated enough, he'll probably throw a hand.
It's fine. I'll take the
And we know Caesar can take a hit, so.
Just can you take a hit back and come?
Ooh.
He's included in the boxing match, bro.
Yeah,
he's
for real. So, okay, before we end it, so I started this thing. We started this thing.
I'm out.
if we had a celebrity boxing like event, just podcasters, and it was bracket like bracket style, like rounds, and then we reached the final and shit. Who would you want to box in the first round?
Podcast?
Like, yeah, podcasters, like everybody podcasters. Who would you want to box the first round?
Shit, I know. I'm gonna keep it personal just because I know some of these podcasters personally.
Okay.
We're gonna go with the Kickback. Are you guys familiar with the Kickback Crew?
Of course.
Similar weight, I think. Similar height.
Yeah.
It'd have to be Angel.
Angel. Ooh, Angel. Angel. For the kick.
Just for fun.
You're getting called out, Angel.
Friendly fade. Funsies. Friendly fade.
First round, IE and friends, Caesar versus Angel, kickback crew.
I wouldn't want to fight his brother, friend, just because he's a little younger.
Okay.
And I want to fight the older brother, you know? Because I feel like the younger brother has more, like, he'll fuck me up.
You want to prove it. Yeah, you want to make a statement.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. After that, am I going through, like, the whole bracket?
Yeah, so like Saul and Air Bear, they're going to be there. Uh-huh. But they're not going to be in the same bracket group as you. They're going to be like on the opposite side. So
I can still fight them?
You might face them if they win. If they win.
Hold on, pause. Let me just reframe that then. I'd rather fight Rex first.
Oh, shit.
Then Hans Bueno Bueno. Shout out to Bueno Bueno.
Shout out Bueno Bueno.
Rex, Hans, then Stephanie, then Aaron, then Saul, then Angel. I want to fuck up my whole team first.
He said his hands ready to eat for everybody, bro.
But I'll fuck up Rex first and then Angel.
Shout out Rex. Shout out Hans.
Shout out Honduras.
Shout out Bueno Bueno Pod, bro. Shout out the whole IE network, man.
Thank you.
You better just take everyone out.
I'm going to just fight everyone. Now, how about you guys? Who would you guys fight? Like,
oh, well, Miguel wants to fight Anthony. Like, Shader Brown?
Shader okay, Brown, yeah, I know who they are.
Yeah, yeah. He wants to fight him first round.
What's up?
I'm pretty tall.
Hasn't changed yet.
Yeah, you're a little taller. That's why I didn't choose you.
I'm pretty tall.
And so is he. Miguel's a little tall, too. And I'm pretty sure Moises, how tall are you?
Probably the same height as Miguel.
Okay. And then you have like about 120 pounds over me, so I wouldn't want to fight you. Like, you hit me wrong and I'll fucking fall.
Yeah.
So, no. But yeah.
So, I'll fight anybody that's my height. I have a long wingspan also. So, I got
reach. You could take a non.
Yeah.
You could take a non hits like a bitch, bro.
Nah.
Hey, look at the jersey ass on. You know he's a fucking pussy asshole, bro.
Bro, give me 3 weeks in a camp. I got this, bro. I'm a fast learner.
Bro, you guys pull up. Like, we'll fucking run a big. Bro.
We're running a fucking train out there, bro.
I'm down, bro.
I don't see why not. I think we should have enough space now for everyone to join. Yeah. Build up your fucking what is it called? Your resume. Boom, boom, boom.
Print up the resume. Print them out. Bring it to the club. Hand them out to the girls.
You guys are fun. Like, I wouldn't mind you guys being on Iron Friends.
That'd be sick.
Let's make it happen, man. Let's make it happen. Whenever the time is right.
If not this year, next year.
Whenever it happens, bro.
When
the time is right.
I believe in that 100 full-heartedly. Exactly. Sometimes things don't go through, but then the time is right and you're like,
yeah,
this is the perfect time for this.
We don't want to put anybody in a position where promises has to be made. When it happens, it happens.
It sounds like she was never yours. It was just your time.
When
bro,
you guys come down here, like I'll pull some levers.
Exactly. Miguel always says, you know what to do. In the meantime, though, again, bro, we appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
We appreciate you.
That was a nice clap.
That first try, brother. First try. One of the most genuine people ever, bro. Everybody go follow I Know Caesar on Instagram. Follow IE and friends. If you're not following them already, bro, come on.
Like, I feel like we share a lot of followers.
Exactly. Shout out IE Network in general. Shout out Bueno Bueno. You. Again, Saul, Aaron,
Rex, Hans.
Rex, my boy Caesar.
Vanessa,
IE
Stephanie.
IE and besties. Follow IE and besties. Everybody, bro. This has been an amazing episode, man. What else can I say? What else can I say?
What else do you guys want?
What do you guys not want?
What I really want is for Nana to take off that ugly ass jersey.
You know what? Nah, fuck you. Fuck you. What we want is an outro by my boy Caesar. Like, give us an outro, bro.
Honestly, thank you guys for having me today. It was honestly a pleasure, and honestly, it was delightful to be here with you guys. You guys are amazing people. I really enjoy talking to you guys. I mean, we've talked for 3 hours.
That's crazy, bro.
I don't talk for three hours.
I don't even talk to my own family this long.
Deadass, bro. My mom can get maybe an hour at most. Like, 3 hours is a long fucking time. I appreciate what you guys do. I appreciate everything I do for the community, the outreach. And I really hope I get to meet both of you guys soon.
Yep.
Hernan's fucking amazing. And if he's just fucking an outreach of how you guys are, like, I can't wait. I love you guys as fans, and honestly, just keep doing what you guys are doing. Everyone, do you guys have a special name for your fans, or they're just fucking fans?
Not yet, but for now, Los Compitas y Los Compitos.
Shout out to Los Compitas y Las Compitas. Okay.
Los Compitos y Las Compitas. I don't know about that one, Los Compitos, come on, bro.
Los Compitos y Las Compitas.
Hey, Los Compitos, wey.
We're fucked up. You guys fucking keep following these guys, like, this shit's about to just blow up more once we fucking get these fools to move closer.
Yes, sir.
Or we fucking make Hernan fucking take a fucking flight and get closer. Like, I, in all honesty, I did really enjoy coming here. I really appreciate you guys. And I
appreciate it, man.
Then I hope I can come back another time. I am always available. Like, well, not 100%. Always available.
Bro, you're close.
But if we come up with the time and a date, I will make the time for it.
You're welcome anytime.
I mean, you saw it. I didn't show up fucked up. I was like, nah, gotta be professional.
Yep.
And gotta be respectful.
Fucking, you know, guys, if you guys made it this fucking far, go fucking follow, comment, subscribe, and share it to like your mom or your uncle or your tia, because you'd be like, fucking share it. And if you guys are listening on Apple or Spotify, pull over right now and write a sick review, 5 stars. It helps them more than you think. Okay?
Helps us a lot.
Fuck America. Puro pinche rebaño sagrado aquí a la verga. Aquí estamos representando las chivas. I'm just playing. But thank you guys honestly for having me, and I really appreciate you guys. I'm a little fucked up, so I might be rambling, so let me just stop right here. Dude. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys, and just fucking keep doing what you guys are doing. You guys are doing really well.
We're going to catch you guys on the next one. We hope you guys enjoyed it. See, he's just going to get busy with Pikachu in the back. We'll catch you guys on the fucking next one. Peace out, y'all. Have a good one. Have a good night. Have a good morning. Subscribe, like, comment. Peace out, y'all.
Bye, guys.
Have a good one.
Later.
Follow IU and Friends on fucking everything.
Yes, sir.